This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Members of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee holding a classified briefing at this hour with the Intel Community's Inspector General about a whistleblower complaint reportedly against President Trump. It reportedly involves a troubling promise a member of the Intel Community heard President Trump make to a foreign leader in a telephone call. Philip Mudd is a former CIA and FBI analyst himself. He says he can't understand this.
Can you explain to me, A, why it's the U.S. intelligence community's responsibility to listen to the President of the United States speaking to a foreign leader, and B, why the U.S. intelligence community, under the rules provided by the Democrats in Congress, are responsible to report to the Congress what the President of the United States says?
He was speaking on CNN, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Tropical Depression Imelda pouring rain on southeast Texas, where they've had to close busy Interstate 10 because of flooding.
We've actually seen some reports 15 to 20 inches in those areas, and it is still raining heavily east of Houston.
That's Mark Shenard of the National Weather Service, which has declared a flooding emergency in several Texas cities, including Beaumont, Port Arthur, and Rose City. Today's the fourth day of the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors, now the longest nationwide strike against GM since the 1970s. The strike began at midnight Sunday after the talks broke down. Auto industry analysts say the strike could dent GM's profit by about $50 million a day. A tour bus carrying members of country and gospel singer Josh Turner's crew crashing near Chandon, California, killing one aboard the bus and injuring seven others. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former Trump campaign official wasn't saying much at a Tuesday hearing, but he was speaking out the morning after, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski says the reason he did not answer the bulk of the House Judiciary Committee's questions at a hearing yesterday was that he wanted to follow a request from the White House that privileged conversations not be discussed. Now, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler, who chairs the committee, is threatening to hold Lewandowski in contempt of Congress.
I believe that there are very many members on that committee who only care about making sure they're reelected and they can be as far left as possible, so they can fend off those primary challenges. And I think Congressman Nadler is one of them in the Upper West Side of New York.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends, the Democratic-controlled committee investigating what it says is possible obstruction and abuse of power by President Trump. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Umberto has reached Category 3 major hurricane strength as it's tracking closer to Bermuda. The powerful hurricane is expected to skirt just north of the islands with rain, wind, and pounding seas. The National Hurricane Center said Humberto is located just north of Bermuda and is moving east with maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour. A hurricane warning is in effect for Bermuda. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me an email, always love to hear from you, okay? Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. The code name of this secret operation, and as we go into the darkest chapters of CIA history, was MK Ultra. The hunt for the secret to mind control, okay? And as I said, it's one of the darkest chapters in CIA history. And the author of the book, award-winning foreign correspondent, Stephen Kinzer, joins us now. And he's going to tell us the whole story of Prisoner-in-Chief Sidney Gottlieb and the CIA search for mind control. Stephen, welcome to the show. How are you? Okay. I thought I heard him there just a moment ago. We lost him?
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, here you are. How you doing, Stephen? Good to have you with us.
I don't know if the CIA is messing with us already.
Yes, probably. Yeah, they already know. They're always one step ahead, except on those times that they're one step behind. But mostly ahead. But they want us to believe differently. But this is an incredible story that... Boy, I haven't heard this from anybody. I think you're the first to bring it to our attention here.
I tell you, this is my 10th book.
Mm-hmm.
I've devoted my whole career to trying to look behind the facade of the public politics and public diplomacy that we see. Mm-hmm. And I've discovered a lot of things that have been surprising, but I have to say, this is the first time I've truly been shocked. I'm still in shock with what I discovered. I'm asking myself, how could this program have existed? How could this person have existed, this poisoner in chief?
Right.
And I've tried to reconstruct a person who really didn't exist. He lived in such anonymity. Even in the CIA, almost nobody knew what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So I've now tried to put together who was this obscure poisoner in chief, Sidney Gottlieb, and what was MK Ultra?
Right, exactly. Well, what comes to mind immediately, and I'm sure it did for you as well, is that how many other Sidneys are out there?
Well, the story of Sidney Gottlieb and what he was able to do in the 1950s definitely makes you ask this question. Could there be more like him? What's going on? How big is the secret sphere? Without veering off into being too conspiratorial, how much is there out there that we don't see? So I think that with Sidney Gottlieb, I discovered the most powerful unknown American mm-hmm. of the 20th century. This was a person who conducted the most extreme experiments on human beings that the U.S. government has ever conducted across three continents. Mm. He lived totally anonymously, and he had what amounted to a license to kill issued by the U.S. government.
Wow. How did you come across the story?
I wrote in an earlier book a small section about a CIA operation that happened in 1960. The President of the United States, Eisenhower, had decreed the assassination of the Prime Minister of the Congo, Patrice Lumumba. So I told the story of how a CIA chemist concocted a kit of poisons to be brought to the Congo, and he hand-carried it himself and handed this poison over to the CIA station chief in the Congo to be used in killing the prime minister. Mm-hmm. So later I began to wonder, so who was that guy? I began to realize this wasn't just a courier. This was the actual chief chemist of the CIA. Mm. So I figured out that he not only made the poisons to kill Patrice Lumumba, the Congo prime minister, he also made the poisons to kill Fidel Castro, those poison cigars and those poison pills. Somebody had to make all that stuff. He was the chief poison maker of the CIA. So that's why I call the book Poisoner in Chief. Mm-hmm. But as I began to research more deeply into the history of this, as I say again, very invisible person, I began to realize that his work concocting these poisons was really just a sidelight, and that the bigger story was he had been the director of this amazing 10-year CIA search for techniques of mind control, and in connection with that search, he had brought LSD to the United States. He had carried out experiments in prisons across the U.S. He had opened up secret detention centers in Europe and in Asia and was operating almost without supervision in a way that allowed him essentially to requisition human beings for his experimentation in order to find out some pill or some potion or some technique that would allow the CIA to take control of people's minds.
Stephen, how did you pull back the veil here?
It's been a complicated process, and I have to say that maybe my favorite sentence in the book comes at the very end when I say, everything that's in this book is true, but not everything that's true is in this book. Mm. I'm painfully aware that I've only uncovered a piece of this story, but it's certainly more than has been put together before. So Gottlieb and his CIA patron, Richard Helms, decided when they both left the CIA in 1973 that they should destroy all records of MK Ultra. Mm-hmm. And the protocol at the CIA Records Center contains a notation that the archivist wrote, the seven cases of documents were destroyed, as he wrote, over my stated objections.
Oh.
But with that, a big archive was lost. Nonetheless, it has been possible to reconstruct a bit of MKUltra through a variety of sources. At one point, another trove of CIA documents was found that was the expense account reports for many of the MKUltra operatives. This allowed us to reconstruct some of what were called the sub-projects. Mm-hmm. That Gottlieb supervised, over 100 of them. Then a diary appeared of one of his operatives. A couple of his operatives and Gottlieb himself later wound up giving depositions in court cases. I've conducted a number of my own interviews and visited the safe house that he used in Germany. So I've managed to put together a lot of pieces, and mm-hmm. I find a very perplexing person, because this guy who was on the one hand the most prolific torturer of his generation was also a kind of a proto-hippie. He was a very spiritual, compassionate person. He lived in a little eco cabin that didn't have running water. He got up before dawn to milk his goats, and he meditated, and he studied Buddhism. So I've tried to present Sidney Gottlieb, this totally unknown figure, in a way that reflects not only what he did at work, but who he was as a human being. And it tells us a lot about ourselves.
Yeah, well, especially somebody who, I guess all in the name of governmental research could justify, on one hand. On the other hand, he's, seeking some higher inspirational religious, source for his own life and guidance. What a contrast here, huh?
It's a sort sort of a Jekyll and Hyde of existence.
Wow.
And it makes him a multi-dimensional figure who is even now kind of difficult to grasp. He was very different from the kind of people that formed the early CIA. They were all silver spoon aristocrats.
Right.
He came from an immigrant family in the Bronx. He stuttered. He had a limp. And he went on to carry out not only a series of experiments.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Stephen Kinzer after this.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Taking you beyond the 8-second sound bites to form your worldview. This is what it's all about here, where we're fresh and independent. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Stephen Kinzer. He is an award-winning foreign correspondent, and he's got the full story of a secret operation for the first time that you're hearing about this. Poisoner-in-Chief, Sidney Gottlieb, and the CIA search for mind control. Stephen, I want to pick up where we left off before we went to break, and go on and finish up your story, if you would, please.
So, Sidney Gottlieb carried out a whole series of intensely brutal experiments on prisoners in the United States and prisoners outside the United States. Some of these were fatal. They were all aimed at this idea of trying to find a way to blow away a person's mind so that a new mind could be inserted in the void. After 10 years, he finally came to the conclusion that it is possible to destroy a person's mind by giving them enough drugs and subjecting them to enough other kinds of torments. But it's not possible to implant a new mind in its place. So that whole experimental project turned out to be a failure. But he had another aspect of his fascination with LSD. He was really the first LSD guru in America. In 1953... Sidney Gottlieb persuaded the CIA to spend $240,000 to buy the world's entire supply of LSD. He brought that LSD to the United States from the Swiss company that manufactured it. And then he not only used it in these intense and sometimes very brutal prison experiments, but he did something different. He set up a couple of bogus foundations that offered clinics and hospitals around the United States money and free LSD to carry out experiments in which they would just ask for volunteers. And people would come in a controlled environment, take a little vial of this new psychoactive drug, and then their reactions would be recorded. So, who wound up being among the very first people to sign up for these medical experiments?
You can tell me, Timothy O'Leary?
Kesey.
Oh, I'm sorry, who?
Well, Ken Kesey of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes.
Allen Ginsberg, the poet, the lyricist for The Grateful Dead, Robert Hunter. They all got their first LSD from Sidney Gottlieb and MKUltra. And they, of course, didn't know this for another 30 years, but towards the end of their lives, they all came to understand that this had not been just an innocent experiment. This was part of a CIA project aimed at mind control techniques. So the irony is that Sidney Gottlieb found a drug, LSD, that he thought could help be the CIA's key to controlling people's minds, and instead he wound up being a godfather of the counterculture and fueling a rebellion against everything that the CIA believed in.
Well, amazing. You think, and if he'd have held out a little bit longer, he could have taken his experiment because it was already there at Woodstock, right?
Well, he really was an acid guru. So he took LSD at least 200 times by his own account. And at one point, he and his chemist believed that, as one of them put it, that LSD might be the key that would help us unlock the universe. But one of the dark sides of what he did with LSD came with these experiments he did inside the United States. I found one at a prison in Kentucky in which Gottlieb had seven African-American inmates segregated in their small cells and then said what were described as double, triple, and quadruple doses of LSD every day for 77 days.
Whoa.
So
wow.
This was part of Gottlieb's effort to find out, can you destroy a person's mind this way? And, of course, the answer is yes.
Well, yeah.
We don't know what happened to those victims, or even if by the end of their lives they even understood what had happened to them.
And there's no record other than the fact that there were these seven inmates that were experimented on.
Exactly. The protocols were all destroyed as part of Gottlieb's effort to protect the CIA, but also I think maybe to protect himself.
Well, of course.
What he had done, you could easily describe as criminal in nature, And if the records had survived, it not only would have been bad for the CIA, but quite possibly dangerous for Gottlieb himself in a legal sense.
Yeah, and as you write here, Stephen, you say many lives were ruined, case in point. And so then my follow-up question was, how many people died? But all those records are gone, so we'll never know.
It's true. The number is not known. But I'll tell you one little story that had to do with writing this book that speaks to that. So in Germany, I went to what I think might be the first CIA secret prison. It's a lovely chateau, and looks like you might have a bed and breakfast in there. Mm-hmm. The guy who owns it now let me in, and he took me down to the basement where they have storerooms, and he said to me, in these rooms, CIA chemists and doctors carried out experiments that were continuations of the experiments that the Nazis had carried out in the concentration camps right near here. In fact, they were using Nazi doctors as advisors as they came up with these ideas of how to destroy a human mind and body. And this guy that owned the house where this torture took place told me also, the older people who live in this neighborhood all tell me that they knew exactly what was going on, or they knew that some kind of terrible things were happening inside this house, and that bodies were buried in the forest nearby here in places that are now covered up with apartment blocks and shopping malls. So that's part of the legacy that Gottlieb left behind. And the fact that he was allowed to do this in the name of the U.S. government, had official permission to requisition humans and experiment them to death, gives you a sense of what a powerful, behind-the-scenes, invisible figure he was.
Yeah, and what has to take place today in order to duplicate or do it, like we said, you know, the very first segment, is that it makes you wonder how many other Gottliebs are out there. And let's not fool ourselves, you know, something that is this powerful, like the CIA, and given this kind of cover and secrecy, boy, they can get away with murder.
One of the things that I think ties the Gottlieb era of the early Cold War to where we are now is the sense that when the nation is under such intense and extraordinary threat, or when we're made to believe that it is, we have to put aside our normal ethical and moral standards. Mm. So commitment to a cause is always the greatest justification for committing immoral acts.
Right.
And patriotism is a very seductive cause. So we play on that to get whole societies and whole political systems in our country to accept this idea that it's always a very exceptional moment, and therefore, although we're essentially good, we have to do some terrible things in a good cause. We lose sight of the very important human question, is there a limit to how much evil you can do in pursuit of what you think is a good cause before the evil begins to outweigh the good?
What was preconditioning these events by the CIA where Gottlieb could do this? You know, what was happening in our country at the time that would open the door to this kind of, you know, abandonment of any kind of ethics?
I asked myself this question, what led the CIA to think that this was possible, that you could have a pill or a potion to control people's minds? And I think there are two answers. One is the more immediate answer. There were a couple of episodes in that early Cold War period that terrified the CIA. One was the show trial that was staged in Hungary, in which the CIA thought that a guy who was being on trial would look very glazed. Others were the activity of Korean prisoners who were released. We began to think that the communists had mastered this technique of mind control, and that it was so important it could actually decide the future of the world.
Wow.
It was given this title, MK Ultra.
Yeah. Well, Stephen, we got to leave it there. Your book, Poisoner in Chief, available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you so much for being with us, Stephen. We have to keep this conversation going. I look forward to having you back.
Thanks.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Members of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee holding a classified briefing at this hour with the Intel Community's Inspector General about a whistleblower complaint reportedly against President Trump. It reportedly involves a troubling promise a member of the Intel community heard President Trump make to a foreign leader in a telephone call. Philip Mudd is a former CIA and FBI analyst himself. He says he can't understand this.
Can you explain to me, A, why it's the U.S. intelligence community's responsibility to listen to the President of the United States speaking to a foreign leader, and B, why the U.S. intelligence community, under the rules provided by the Democrats in Congress, are responsible to report to the Congress what the President of the United States says?
He was speaking on CNN, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Maybe it's okay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got John Scherer joining us. You may have heard that name before, and you go, oh, isn't he the video professor? I remember him. Marketing expert who he sold over $1 billion in computer video tutorials, and he's warned against inhaled substances for years. And of course, we're hearing a lot about vaping and e-cigarettes. And the Trump administration this past week says that they're planning on banning the sale of flavored electronic cigarettes. But the question is it enough, John Scherer?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for joining us. I mean, last time I saw you, it was on a computer screen. You were teaching me something about my computer. I can't remember exactly.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, by the way. I did support the cause, so I contributed to your billions of dollars. So
You learned something from it.
Yes.
Good.
Brilliant.
I appreciate that. And in 2011, I got involved with a product that would give people an alternative to dangerous canned air. Mm. It was safe for the environment. It's electronic. You pull the trigger and it just shoots air. And along the way, part of the reason I developed it was because of the huffing, the dangers of canned air. Mm-hmm. And so when I saw this story about vaping, it felt like the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's killing people.
So you've been aware of this whole inhaling vaping crisis as this has been evolving, because it's been in the marketplace now, for at least 10 years, hasn't it?
Well, no, I don't think so. Well,
not quite that long?
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, Juul is, didn't I read 4 years ago or something? But not long. Mm-hmm. Certainly not. They didn't do, I don't know what they did for testing. Mm-hmm. I know they make all these claims it's safer than cigarettes and all this, but people are, young kids are in the hospital, young kids are dying.
Yes.
So how safe can it be?
Well, especially, you know, if it's nicotine, you know, related, and this is the big problem, right, is that they're getting such a strong dosage of nicotine that's worse than smoking a cigarette.
You're saying the same thing I am.
Are we? Okay.
Smoking a cigarette.
Right.
I say stop altogether. But if you're going to smoke, I'd rather smoke a cigarette myself.
Right.
Because I'm not going to get this oil. Whatever this oil is that's going in their lungs, the lungs can't get rid of it. And so far, I haven't heard anything that says they've got a way to get rid of that oil in the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's killing people. They didn't do much testing on it. The FDA is now stepping in. They're the ones that sent the letter to Juul saying, hey, all these claims. But what I just heard, what I just saw in the news was a lot of major television stations, cable networks are stopping the advertising.
The advertising, exactly.
That's what they need to do. That's a good first step.
Exactly.
But the FDA needs to step in and put a hold on this thing, get them to stop telling young kids that it's safe.
Yes.
Because it's not. It's just not. And there, I heard 2 million kids that have never smoked cigarettes are sucking on these pens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's the cool thing to do, not to mention all the other stuff that goes into it. There was a story last night where this college student, she borrowed something because she thought it was harmless, you know, and didn't know exactly what he was huffing on. And she picks up and, boy, I mean, she almost dies in the process. But it was different. It was a different substance than what she had been used to doing. And, but we're all told, oh, yeah, it's just, you know, it's just air. It's just water, so no big deal.
Yeah, well, it's all good. It's not going to hurt you.
Right.
But this electronic device heats up that oil, and they just don't know what it's doing. If they do, then show us the report.
Exactly.
I think they've got a major problem on their hands. They've got class action lawsuits coming at them. Juul does.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to suffer in a big way. But Big Tobacco is getting into this. I don't know if you're aware of it.
Yes, I am aware.
They're right there.
Mm-hmm.
They're waiting to hook. You know, it's what a great marketing model. Hook the kids.
Right,
hook
exactly.
Hook people on the pen.
Mm-hmm.
Get them off of cigarettes. That's great. That's their pitch.
Right.
We want everybody off of cigarettes. Oh, that's a good thing. We think they're doing great for the country and the world. But let's hook them on our product.
Exactly.
It may kill them, but we got them hooked.
Yeah, they've done a good job at that. So that's an easy transition within their culture to do that. John, I thought it was interesting though to note that even India realized how bad it was, and they're ahead of us in banning e-cigarettes.
They banned it.
Yeah.
It's if you're caught doing it or something, it's a 3-year prison sentence.
Wow.
I mean,
that's not even all that sexy. You know, why are you in jail? E-cigarettes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, couldn't you rob a bank or something like that? But no,
yeah,
you get busted for e-cigarettes.
Cool.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, for e-cigarettes. So, but they realize it, and it's just a bad thing. And the U.S. we're always behind. We're the last ones to do stuff. These other countries, you know, the other countries in the company I have, they banned canned air. Some places over in Europe, canned air is banned. It's just now that companies here, Raytheon and some of the major companies in this country are banning canned air because they don't want their employees around it. It's dangerous. It's addictive. It's as addictive as heroin.
Canned air. I mean, you say canned air. People,
canned air.
What's the problem? Oxygen. Why is that a problem? What's in the canned air?
It's dangerous. It's not air.
Yes.
It's chemicals, and they're addictive. And they cause major damage. I mean, people die. You can huff. Some kids will huff one time. The first time they huff, they're dead.
Wow.
That's crazy stuff. And so when I...
And it sounds innocent. Canned air, John. I mean, what is that? Yeah, right?
Canned air, right. It's not canned air. It's not air.
Wow.
Nope. And so it's... they need to stop. They need to just... you know, we're bulletproof when we're young. I know that.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah. Well, you say, and you've been looking at this for a long time, John, that, you know, part of the, I guess, sexiness of it is these flavored products, and just banning the flavored products. You're saying that's not enough because this whole delivery system, I mean, you talk about gateways. This really opens up a door that we don't want our kids going through, doesn't it?
The Juul e-cigarette is the one all the kids are after. It's a, it looks like a thumb drive. It's just a cool little device, cool looking little device, according to the kids. And then they put flavors in it. Well, but the nicotine is what's hooking them. The nicotine hooks them, and the flavors they just play with. But if they got rid of the flavors, the kids are going to still go after the e-cigarette. They're not going to go, oh, well, I can't get bubblegum flavor, so I'm done.
Right,
that isn't it. They can't.
The nicotine is still incorporated in these flavored products.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So you ban the flavored products and you just have a nicotine flavor. You're just smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the kids are still going to do it.
Right.
It's still cool.
Right.
They still got the device in their hand and they can be seen, you know, sucking on their e-cigarette.
Right.
So they aren't going to stop if you get rid of flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to say, all this is going to be on hold.
Exactly.
Enough is enough. How many?
Well, what about marijuana usage? Aren't they inhaling some form of cannabis through these units as well?
Oh yeah. They've got these things that are weed for weed, mm-hmm. and the state. Well, when you got medical marijuana places sell these.
Yes.
And I just don't know. I haven't heard problems there, but this, for some reason, the cigarette thing has got major problems. Now, I'm not saying it's safe to go, you know, use a e-cigarette and smoke weed, but, you know, I told somebody the other day, I said, if you're going to smoke anything, just smoke it straight, smoke a cigarette straight, roll a joint. Don't do it through these pens.
Yeah, because you got all these, like you say, you got all these oils and things that you have no idea what the compounds consist of, and really are. It's a bit of Russian roulette through the vape pen, right?
Yes, it is, and that's the same as what I see in huffing. It's Russian roulette. You don't know what you're getting, so don't do it.
Well, John, we've got to keep this conversation going. We're going to stay in touch. We're going to have you back and give us some ongoing updates. John Scherer, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.com. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law Number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the President has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education.
paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Our broken America, why both sides need to stop ranting and start listening. Jackie Gingrich Cushman is with us. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Bill, thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here. How'd you get that Newt Gingrich guy to do the forward for you?
Well, you know, it helps if... One, he's your father.
Yes.
And two, you spent decades of your life campaigning for him. You know,
yes.
I don't know if you know, but the first few times he ran, he lost.
Yes.
So it took us a while to get a win in that first win.
Well, you know, Abraham Lincoln wasn't successful right off the bat either, you know, and look what he did, and your father as well. I mean, what a blessing he and your family have been to America in serving this country and helping us remain faithful to our constitutional principles.
Absolutely, and that's a lot about what this book is about, how our solution is not for bigger government to take control. The way we move our nation forward is to make sure that we have citizens that are involved in their community solving problems together.
Nothing wrong with self-responsibility, is there?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, that's kind of the way we were founded, right? You get to come over and work hard. If you work hard, you do well. And for those that have issues, again, the best way to solve those problems of, you know, homelessness, and I work with a homeless shelter, mm-hmm. is in community. You can't have someone in Washington figure out what you're going to do in Georgia and Texas and California and Maine and everywhere else and solve a problem like that.
Exactly. I've been real concerned, Jackie, for my home state. I grew up, I was born and raised in California. I live in Florida now. And it's heartbreaking when I go back to Los Angeles and see what's happening to another favorite city in San Francisco with the level of homelessness. And, you know, we've got the open borders, all this stuff coming together. And I got in trouble here several months ago because I'd made the statement that this is lining up and leaving us vulnerable to I believe, you know, diseases that could take us back to the medieval times. And sure enough, the L.A. Times here a couple of weeks ago stated that L.A. is experiencing an outbreak of medieval diseases.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, again, if you set up a system, the problem is, you know, I really do believe the intentions, you know, the intentions might be good. Yes, let's talk about how to, you know, we want to fix this. Mm-hmm. But the challenge is, if you don't have solutions that actually work, then putting more money into them does not make them work.
Exactly.
Right? And so, yeah, and so, for instance, the homeless shelter that I work with, it's a real transformational, it's called All House in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And we work with homeless families, but it's a real program. So it's, you know, health of mother and baby, education, job training, job placement, transitional housing, and then living on your own. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's a full, you know, it's a full process, and it takes a lot of work on their side, again, to get moving. But we try to make sure we have the support. But again, the whole goal is a self-sustaining family for every child.
Well, and this is what I believe in, Jackie, what you're doing in community at the local level, because you know, and every community is different. I mean, when you go back historically, even during the Depression of our country, and you read the history, it was local communities helping people out. It wasn't big government. Big government has come in, and it's really bogged down the process. It's really, in a lot of ways, that's when big government is operating in their wrong lane, and it's so massive it's hard to get them out once they get in, so for local communities to be able to address these direct issues, I think is important. And maybe, you know, I keep saying on this radio show, Jackie, that people may need to fall off the roof to realize that, you know, there is such a thing as gravity. There's certain immutable laws that exist that when they're violated, you know, we pay the consequences. But for some reason, when it comes to big government, their answer is, well, if we only had more money and more time, right?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that I talk about in Our Broken America, why both sides need to stop around and start listening, is that those big government programs, the only way you get that big government program is to, your point, give up control, individual mm-hmm. freedom.
Right.
And that's not a trade that I'm willing to make. I'm all for a little less efficient theoretically. It takes a little longer sometimes to get things through Congress. But we still have a lot of individual freedom. And I think my goal with this book, with Our Broken America, is to really challenge people to think about what can they do in their community.
Mm-hmm.
Be successful, we have to have active and engaged citizens. And whatever people's interest, I don't care what, you know, their interest is, but find a problem in your community, whatever it is that you're interested in, and work with whoever wants to solve that problem and make progress on that problem. And that's how we move forward as a nation.
And your subtitle is so appropriate in this disagreeable society, because I keep saying there's got to be something. You know, for me, coming from the Hispanic culture, you know, we would have the abuelas, the grandmothers, that when you right. got out of line, they would kind of look at you. They'd give you that grandma eye first. and if you didn't get your act together, then what came next was, we would say, her chancla, her house slipper. And that would be fired overhead. Sometimes it would hit, but, you know, a lot of times it would miss and hit the wall, but nonetheless, it still had its impact that, you know, we got to get our acts together. And I think as a country, we need the abuelas, the grandmothers, to be throwing house slippers on some of these disagreeable people that don't want to listen. As you say, you know, both sides need to stop ranting and start listening to one another. And until that happens, then I want to invite all the grandmothers across the country to start throwing chanclas at people, and maybe they might get civil. What do you think?
Well, I think that might not be a bad idea. And you're deeply right. When both sides just scream at each other, no one actually hears. And mm-hmm. the vast majority of Americans that are kind of in that middle section, they can't even think about it anymore. And that's why you have a lot of disengaged and disinterested voters in the middle, because, you know, one side starts and the other side attacks. And I understand why personally you would want to respond. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, as Nick Gingrich's daughter, I have been over my lifetime, even when I was small, and I write about this in the book, Our Broken America. You know, I've been, you know, I had people say terrible things to me about my father that, quite frankly, were not true. And you have to get to the point where you let that roll off your back,
mm-hmm.
and you don't focus. You say, you know, you don't roll over. You just say, no, that's not true. But then
right.
you focus on what you want to do.
Exactly.
So that's, again, that's what you have to do. You can't just constantly rant and rave. If you do that, you're like, I have a dog that barks a lot. You're like my barking bunny.
Right. Exactly.
Not good. Not good to be a barking bunny.
That's right. Well, I got to imagine, you know, dinners, Thanksgiving around the Gingrich household had to be a lot of fun just with the conversation and the level of critical thought that was bouncing around.
Well, they still are. I mean, my sister Kathy and I are lucky enough to go and visit, you know, our father and Calista several times a year. They're over in Rome now because Calista's ambassador to the, yes, the Holy See for the United States. And we do have a lot of fun together. We challenge each other. And this is what I want, you know, people to do. We want to be able to challenge each other with ideas and to disagree and to learn from one another. But we have to be able to disagree agreeably.
Exactly.
That's exactly what this book is about.
Well, my dad used to say to me that not any one person, God in his infinite wisdom, did not give any one person all the goods, he would say, which meant that not one person had the answer. We need to have disparate thought. That needs to be welcomed. I think there was something interesting. I don't know if you heard about this, because I was waiting to see what was going to happen with this big gun debate between Alyssa Milano and Ted Cruz, and they, you know, were championing this thing on. You thought it was going to be a worldwide wrestling event of some sort going on, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, does Ted Cruz really want to get into this in a debate? I mean, he's so proficient as a former prosecutor and everything, and Alyssa Milano is, you know, as a Hollywood type and celeb, is she going to come ill-equipped? That'd be like me, you know, going one-on-one with Tiger Woods in golf. I mean, it's just not a fair fight. But to their credit, they did exactly what you said in your book. You know, she came in, she was ready to bear, and he said to her, you know, if that's where we're not going to accomplish anything. And he, you know, calmed her down to where they could have a conversation and be able to listen to one another. And they both came away impressed, and I believe enlarged, even though I think Alyssa Milano said, well, he didn't change my mind. Well, it's not a matter of changing your mind. It's just a matter of broadening your viewpoint. And it seemed to me that that was accomplished, case in point to your title, your book.
Yeah, but you're exactly right. And we don't have to always agree with one another. But your point, if we can just think a little differently or at least understand why someone else thinks the way they do, then we can learn from that interaction, and then the next time, right, something happens, we'll have that ability layered on as well. So
exactly.
It's not just about, it's really a two-part, and I think you said earlier with your father, talking about your father, is we really have to live in community, and I'm Episcopal, is my faith background, and so we very much believe in living in community, even if you don't agree with someone,
right,
sometimes that's the person you need to live in community with, because we're not about all agree. If you want to agree with everybody in the country, you know, go move to Russia, right, where you have to do that. Or go move to China, where you have to do that. But we're blessed to live in the United States of America. That's part of what our freedoms are, and we should take advantage of it.
And that's the whole idea, Jackie, is that we're so privileged. I mean, here we got people, you know, trying to break through our borders and come here. They see the light on a shining hill, the hope of what America represents. And we're here, and we've been given the stewardship of this Constitution, of this unique republic, and shamefully right now, the partisan interest is just, you know, it's just killing this country.
It is. But I hope we have enough people that can, well, I mean, just so you know, 86% of the people in America think that our politics are currently too polarized. So you and I are in the vast majority of everybody.
Right.
And part of the challenge we have is that 65% of Democrats and 55% of Republicans have few or no friends in the opposite party.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. And so if we can just simply, quite frankly, walk out the door, meet somebody, and have dinner with them, we'd all be a little better off.
Can you imagine, huh? Maybe that's our goal for this year. Let's do that. Let's go.
Like
let's
that.
Go meet with somebody we don't know. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go meet and get to know a stranger. Why not? Our Broken America. Why both sides need to stop ranting and start listening. Jackie Gingrich Cushman on Bill Martinez Live. Jackie, the book available at all the usual places, right?
Absolutely. The book's available on Amazon. My website is JackieCushman.com. And thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
And we're going to link it on our website as well, just for fun. Okay.
Awesome. That's perfect.
You got it. Jackie, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you.